Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know that you can hear Bloomberg Radio live 24 hours a day right on your phone? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
Steven Englander of City FX. Why do we want to speak to Mr. Englander? Because we need to find the nuances here within foreign exchange, the deepest market and the litmus paper that the FX market can tell us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What does the FX market tell us right now? It's boring. There's nothing going on. Baloney. There's a lot going on. What does foreign exchange say?
Well, I think what we've seen, despite, you know, the last day or so, is kind of a steady move downward in the eurozone, in the euro. And we expect that to continue. In fact, what's surprising is that it's not moving down faster, given all the negative news that's coming out.
Well, again, that's where I want to go right away. Let's bring Victor, this idea here of synthetic euro back to 1999. And in 1999, we have the euro, we have a weaker euro, and then a stronger euro. Everybody buying real estate in New York City. And then we roll over. You and many others are surprised the euro hasn't rolled over more.
Yeah, and the pricing in the market isn't pricing it as an extreme risk. I was looking at what the options market was saying is the 1 year out probability that the euro will be trading at parity, which would be a major move, but in line with some of the disaster scenarios that people are talking about. And it's only about 7%. And so to us, you know, given the nature of the crisis and certainly how fat the tail risk is, that seems to be a relatively modest type of risk that the market's pricing in.
Before Tom gets super geeky and starts pulling up volatility smiles, his favorite chart on the Bloomberg terminal, when it comes to the euro, what is the dynamic right now that is driving it? Is it low interest rates?
I don't think so. In fact, I think that's the wrong thing. I think what's driving it is the tail risk completely. And in the sense that if the ECB were to do a big intervention, say, in the bond market, that would support the euro. I think what the market is afraid of is squarely...
So it's the good news, bad news thing.
Very much so, and nobody's got high interest.
What would
rates.
The euro do if Draghi stepped in aggressively?
Well, I think in the first instance, it would probably rally 1% to 2%, and then the market would question whether he's going to continue doing
so it. So it'd go from 120, 121 up to what, 125?
Say 123.
But even with a massive infusion of euros?
I want to stop this right now. Yeah. This is really, really important. Don't do this at home. Should the little guy be involved in your world?
Probably not today. I mean, everybody should be diversified out of their home country. But, it's a very volatile market, and it's a market that's difficult to trade, and you have to read the news carefully.
The euro's loss has been the yen's gain. Mm-hmm. We talk about how Japanese authorities are keeping very close eye on that stronger yen. Are they more worried about the yen's strength against the dollar or the euro?
Well, we're actually thinking that they're more worried against the Chinese yuan, which has also been depreciating.
This is why we love to have Stephen Englander
on. The Chinese yuan versus the euro.
Versus the yen. Yeah.
What can they do about that? The yen-renminbi pair.
Yeah, because they live in an Asian environment more than they live in a U.S. or European environment. So I think the fact that the yuan has been depreciating, the yen has found strength. You can see that it's kind of running up, not quite at the highs, but certainly it's been a sharp
upward
move.
I want to explain this for radio worldwide. We're looking for the first time at yen-renminbi. Does this trade?
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of trade with
them. I can buy yen renminbi, Japan, China.
Well, I can. Maybe you can.
Okay, thank you. It's been a one-way ticket, Stephen Englander. Stronger Chinese currency. Is this the first whispers of maybe we'll see a different China where the Chinese currency could actually get weaker against the dollar, against the yen, making senators in Washington shut up?
Well, I don't think it'll make them shut up because they'll still look at the Chinese current account surplus and the trade surplus. But it is a different dynamic that the yen has been strengthening on risk aversion, dollar been strengthening, and the Chinese yuan has been weakening. And I think for the Chinese, that's a big competitive issue.
Back to Europe, what would be the ramifications of a drachma? Have you calculated with Willem Bouders, wonderful economics at Citigroup, is it a 30% hit to Greece and Spain and the others?
It's probably bigger. It's a bigger hit because, the issue is not so much what makes you competitive on the trade side. The issue is that if you have to finance a current account deficit, how far does your currency have to go until that thing balances if you're not getting international funding. And it could go a big distance, you know, 50%. I mean, again, we don't have experience. You can only take guesses.
Do you agree with Martin Feldstein it would be constructive for Greece to remove itself from the euro, devalue, and then come back in?
You know, that would be very difficult for Spain, Italy, and all the other peripherals. I think that that's not the direction Europe is going.
How strong of a signal is the euro right now for the rest of the world markets, the equity markets, the bond markets, et cetera?
You know, I'd say it's middling strong. I mean, it's not, you know, we have days like yesterday when there's euro concern, the euro drops and global markets drop. But other days, the markets seem to tolerate it well. If Europe does go into crisis, it will be a first order impact.
If it does go into crisis?
Talk about what a real crisis would be.
Well, that's an important.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.